fame is scary. Fame is a little weird, you know, from being able to walk up and down your block to not being able to walk up and down your block. But I've got a bigger grasp on it now than I had last year. You know, I'm more comfortable with it. Not necessarily that I like it, but more comfortable with it.
With huge sales and universal critical acclaim pouring in for the Eminem Show album, Eminem could have been forgiven for thinking that the days of controversy and criticism were over. Of course, that would have been too simple. Needless to say, he still attracted a barrage of disparaging censure and disapproval. The right-wingers bemoaned the continued violence in the lyrics. The minority groups expressed concern as he hadn't appeared to alter his controversial lyrics, and parents the world over shuddered when their child came home clutching a copy of his CD. Even the press had some doubters. Critics who were looking to snipe pointed to the constant self-reference in songs such as Business, The Kiss and Soldier. But when an artist has been so immersed in his music for 2 years, it is perhaps inevitable that this element sneaks into their lyrics. Perhaps this self-observation also produces the most telling line of the entire album, when Eminem notes that people will never see him as just Marshall Mathers again. The commercial impact of this new album was quite staggering. Obviously charting at number one across the globe, the record quickly overshadowed all other releases of the summer. The critical reception seemed to suggest that Eminem was now one of the few revered artists whose work is regarded as being of pivotal importance to the music industry's state of health. Strange that someone so detested by authority could have such a positive impact. Elsewhere, the fading star of new metal was witnessing Limp Bizkit and Korn enjoying notably less fanfare and, as with all highly commercialised scenes, there were a spate of derivative bands who had added nothing to the mix. There had been something of a Britney and Christina backlash. British music was stagnant and much of hip-hop was still languishing amongst cliché and stereotype. There was still something of a vacuum for angry music, and at this, no one could compete with Slim Shady. Eminem's place in musical history is now assured. For every protest, personal attack or barrage of criticism, he seems to sell even more records and write even more striking songs. His notoriety feeds his inspiration, and until such a time as he no longer attracts controversy, Eminem will be a constant feature of the music scene. His influence is now so great that those around him can benefit from his celebrity. Dido's hard-earned and much-deserved breakthrough came after being catapulted to fame by her seductive vocals in Stan. Within 18 months, she'd released the biggest-selling album of 2001. Appropriately, within 2 weeks of its June 2002 release, The Eminem Show had become America's biggest-selling album of that year. For the man himself, Eminem's ambitions seem to be remarkably simple. On a personal level, he is adamant that all that matters is to ensure Hayley Jade has the opportunities he never did, that she can be put through college and try to achieve whatever she wants to in life. On a musical level, it is even clearer. Just keep writing great tunes. After all, he has sold over 15 million albums and still has lots of anger to vent. As he continues to tour the globe in 2002, preaching his own unique gospel on the summer anger management tour, the number of Eminem converts just keeps on rising. Where it will end, if indeed it ever will, is something perhaps only Marshall Mathers III himself can know.
Thanks for buying more Maximum Eminem. We hope you enjoyed it. Watch out for further titles on Chrome Dreams coming up soon. If you did enjoy or have any comments or suggestions, write to us at Chrome Dreams, PO Box 230, New Malden, Surrey, UK, KT36YY, or email on mail@chromedreams.co.uk. Details of our full catalogue are listed on our website at www.chromedreams.co.uk. Thanks again for listening and goodbye for now.